Good morning. It's good to be with you on this Palm Sunday as we celebrate the time when Jesus came into Jerusalem. And the crowds shouted, Hosanna! And we want to, in our own hearts and our own minds, be giving praise to our Lord here this morning. We know that you're going through a lot of difficult times, some of you, just because things have changed so radically from what you're used to. But look to the Lord, trust in Him. Let Him give you what you need in these times. I love road trips, and of course we're not able to go on any road trips right now. We've made several around the nation road trips with our whole family. When we had all of our kids back home, especially, I think the last one we took was 10 years ago before everyone had departed. And those road trips are about 9,000 miles. We go from Seattle, Washington area. We went all the way to Florida and to Western North Carolina and then over to Northern California and back home again, of course. And those were long trips that we enjoyed. It took us about a month to do that. One of the kids named those trips Roadside Rests of America. Now, if we describe life, many of us might depict it as a pathway, a trail, or a road. The reason is simple. Life really is like a journey. One of the most famous journeys was quite a short one, taken by Jesus from Bethphage to Jerusalem. And we read about it in Matthew chapter 21, and beginning at verse 1, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds went ahead of him, and those who followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, Who is this? The crowds answered, This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Life is like a journey from one experience to the next, from joys to sorrows, from hard times to victories, and back again. As we walk with our Lord Jesus, we'll see that this is one he had walked before. It was a familiar road. But when we place our trust in him, Jesus travels with us. And Father, as we look to your word, we pray that you will help us to understand what it is that you are desiring to say to each one of us through your word by your Holy Spirit. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a familiar road. It was a familiar road that the disciples found themselves on that first Palm Sunday, the road to Jerusalem. They knew as they reached the town of Bethany, they'd soon pass round the Mount of Olives and see the city of Jerusalem sprawled out before them. They'd traveled this way before with Jesus, many times in fact, and this time the city would be swelled to over 100,000 Jews from all over the Roman Empire to celebrate the Passover. Jesus knew the road well. because he had traveled it from the time he was a boy. Mary and Joseph took him to the feast in Jerusalem each year. Those who've been there say it's breathtaking, especially when you round the road from Bethany. It jumps out at you, they say. In Jesus' day, you'd see the temple with all of its gold leaf glistening in the sun and the magnificent towering gates. And you'd remember the great history of it all, how King David first took it as God's city, how Solomon built the first temple there. Then followed years when it lay in ruins for 70 years of captivity until Nehemiah rebuilt its walls. But the journey that first day of the week, that Sunday, was completely different. The road would not change, but the people along the way and the end result would be different than any other trip made by anyone into Jerusalem. That day, a donkey's colt would be used as a mount for the long-awaited Messiah to enter Jerusalem. Throngs cheered, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." The road was very familiar, but the journey was quite unique. The disciples knew the road, but Jesus knew the journey he was taking. Jesus told the disciples, "You will find a colt. Untie it and bring it to me." He knew what answer they needed to give to the owner. "The Lord has need of it and will bring it back shortly," he said. Think about what he rode that day. It was a young donkey colt which had never been ridden before. Now, donkeys are a beast of burden, not a riding animal. Donkeys usually offer a good transport for crops or baggage, but not really for people. Mark records one important fact, that this donkey colt had never been ridden before. The disciples found it and answered the owner just as Jesus said to, and returned to Jesus with the donkey, and they put their cloaks on it, and Jesus got on and rode it. Even ever try riding an unbroken horse? It's a recipe for disaster. I'm told donkeys are far more ornery than horses even. Here Jesus had an unbroken donkey colt with a noisy crowd shouting, "Hosanna!" And Jesus riding this thing through that crowd was a potential disaster waiting to happen. But there's not even a hint of trouble as Jesus rides this humble animal into Jerusalem. He enters the city as the Lord and King, and as a sacrifice. Jesus knew where the journey would end. Today, crowds were shouting, "Hosanna!" But by Friday morning, crowds were yelling, "Crucify him!" This day, crowds laid branches on the road before him, but by Friday, weeping women followed behind him, his blood-filled sweat dripping as he toiled to carry the cross to his execution. Yes, on that Palm Sunday, Jesus knew the journey ahead. But he went forward. Crowds called him, "The one who comes in the name of the Lord." They believed Jesus brought God's eternal kingdom promised to King David. They believe he came as the promised Messiah, as their deliverer. They called out, "Hosanna," which means, "Lord, save us." And they believed that he would. So what does that have to do with us today? Well, the point is, he did all of this for us. He traveled this road for our salvation. We see Scripture fulfilled. The king comes gently and riding on a donkey, as Zechariah foretold hundreds of years earlier. We see Jesus' gentle nature as king. We see his humility. He's the Lord. The earth and everything in it is his by divine right. And yet he rides in on this lowly donkey. But not only was it a familiar journey, it was also a unique journey. A unique journey. As we walk Jesus' pathway, each of us walks down a uniquely personal road. Each will be a bit different. We may know our roads, but Jesus knows the journey. Let me repeat that. We may know our roads, but Jesus knows the journey. And it's really his journey. It's his journey into our hearts and the hearts and lives of many other people. It's a matter of his kingdom coming, not ours. Too many people think that life is all about them. It's my life, the girl screams at her parents. I don't care what you say. I'm going to do what I want. And by the way, we might say the same thing to God, maybe just a little bit more subtly. A patient diagnosed with a difficult disease, like the coronavirus, cries, "Why me?" We often forget that life is not just about me. Our lives also have something to do with our friends, our spouse, children, family, neighbors, co-workers, acquaintances, even enemies. No one's life is just about them alone. Self-centeredness is part of our sinful nature, our sinful human nature, which can easily turn us inward. We become very self-focused. And as a result, it turns us away from each other, as well as away from God's truth. The truth is that my life is not all about me. As I've trusted in him, my life is about Jesus Christ. Life is not about you, but it's about the one who died for you. Life is about what Jesus will do in you and through you. I might think that I'm the main character in my life, but let's face it, is it really my life? Is it really your life? As rebellious sinners, condemned to hell, we could have ignored God's truth and trusted in counterfeits. But as we have trusted in Jesus Christ, he has redeemed each one of us who have believed in him. 1 Corinthians 6:19 tells us, "You are not your own. You were bought at a price." The life you live right now, Jesus paid for. He paid the penalty for your sins. He earned the blessings he has given to you. That's what it means to be a believer. That's what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. There are roads that we walk day by day. For example, the road of a student. Now, it's a bit different these days. But normally, and hopefully not too far in the future, there'll be classes and assignments and perhaps athletic practices, drama and band rehearsals, and then they go home. The road of an adult might be drive to work for 8 or 9 hours, and then home again. Most of those roads we've traveled over and over again. But as we have trusted in Him, Jesus has gone with you every step. After this quarantine that we're in now, it'll probably be the same road, but who knows about the journey? What will it be like? Will we face a detour? Well, we know the roads, but Jesus knows the journey. God gives us the right answers to our questions and complaints in His Word. Trust His answers. Don't say, "I don't understand you, Jesus, so I'm not going to accept what you say." If you put His Word aside and instead come up with things that sound better to you, then you can end up losing your way. You ever take your kids on a DU? We used to do that with our kids. They loved it. DU stands for Destination Unknown. Destination Unknown. Our kids loved it because they knew that even though they didn't know where we were going to take them, that we had planned something very special for them. That didn't mean that there weren't any bumps in the road. We might even have a flat tire, which we did once. But sometimes that even added to the adventure. Our attitudes made a big difference, even in unplanned difficulties along the way. Now, God might take you on a DU, but unlike us, He knows exactly what's up ahead. It all falls into His plans. If you won't trust Him, then His planned ride to far more fruitfulness might be lost. His Word has His answers to our faith. So Jesus knew the journey beforehand, before we ever began. The trails we walk in the Christ life lead us to either follow behind Christ, singing His praises, or going before Him, laying palm branches down, so to speak. Missionaries and evangelists go ahead, paving the way as Jesus rides into ready hearts, prepared by His good news. Then pastors and teachers and church families follow behind, praising God, encouraging and teaching those who have just made Jesus their King. As a church family, we have our part too in cutting palm branches, so to speak, in laying down our cloaks. That's what our giving is all about. God certainly does not need our money. He doesn't need our time. He doesn't need our talents. We give those things to Him of our own accord to honor Christ. We provide Him a pathway into other lands, other cities, into the hearts and lives of other people. Now, Jesus may have taken you down a familiar road, but He also does some things that you do not always expect. You may think it's just another road to walk, but Christ has in mind a ride into the heart of one of your co-workers as you follow behind Him. You may think it's just another family get-together, but Jesus may have a ride in mind for you, perhaps a ride through a simple conversation about faith and forgiveness. Maybe one you've had before, but who knows? The road is the same, but today the journey may be different. Jesus knows it well, and He will provide the answers. Christ knows when and where to send us with His truth so He can ride yet into other people's hearts. Have you realized that you may not, in fact, be the main character of your life story? If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, then He is the all-important character in your life. Let's share His good news each day as He prepares and provides us with opportunities. And remember that our roads, our journeys, really aren't just about us. They are about Jesus Christ and His great news of forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life. Our lives are about His kingdom. That is His rule in our lives through faith. At the heart of Palm Sunday is a path. The path our Savior rode on in humble majesty as He went from there to then suffer and die for your sins and mine. And then 3 days later to arise from the dead. It's about the path Christ rides into the hearts this day through His word. One man was driving home one night, and the weather became really nasty. Rain came down in buckets, and visibility was extremely poor. And seeing taillights ahead of him, he followed the car that was in front. And not being able to see, that car seemed to be going in the right direction. So he stuck with it, and all of a sudden, the car in front of him turned a corner and came to a dead stop. The follower slammed on his brakes and wondered if the car in front had hit a deer or something else. He was quickly concerned, as stopping in the middle of a road is dangerous and can often lead to accidents. Then the car stopped in front of him, turned off his lights. The follower was startled by a knock on his window, and he looked up, and there was a man standing in the pouring rain wanting to speak to him. So he cracked his window, and he asked the man what the problem was. Why in the world had he stopped in the middle of the highway and then turned off his lights? The man said, they were not in the middle of the road. They were in his driveway. Obviously, this man who had followed him had chosen the wrong leader to follow. He had chosen a leader who would not take him where he needed to go. He had chosen the wrong leader and the wrong road. Who are you following? And where are you going? Let me encourage you to say yes to God. Confess that you need His forgiveness. Ask Jesus to come into your life and be your Lord, and He will. God sent His Son to die for us and to pay for our sins. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 5:8, he says, God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Ask Him to come into your life, and He will. Romans 10:9 and 10 says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. And then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let me invite you to pray this prayer if you aren't sure that Christ is yours and that you are His. You can pray along with me. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe that He died for my sins and that you raised Him back to life. I want to trust Him as my Savior and follow Him as my Lord from this day forward. Guide my life and help me to follow you and do your will. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Did you pray that prayer? Father, I pray for those who have prayed that prayer, that you will confirm in their hearts that they are yours and that you have forgiven them. Thank you, dear Father, for what you have done. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.